What's up, guys? My name is E. Most of my podcast episodes have so far been my blog post converted into audio, but I thought I might do more episodes like this, more one-on-one, more chill, just me talking about BPD and what's happening in my life. Living with borderline personality disorder is a big pain in the butt. Trying not to curse in this because everyone has BPD. Well, not everyone, but a lot of people have BPD in this world, and a lot of them are not comfortable with cursing, and I want to try to reach and help as many people as I can. The whole point of this is mainly me telling my story and hoping people can learn from my mistakes, and people can know how to help themselves and how to deal with BPD and how to manage it. Like I said, most of my episodes so far have been my blog posts, which is mainly informative stuff. And again, I'm no expert. This is just my hot take on things. I haven't even gotten to college. I don't have a degree. I wasn't that good at school. All I know is that I have BPD and that it has really affected my life and everyone in it. So, let's make this our introduction episode. So, yeah. My name's E. I'll keep it at that for now. I live in the United States of America. In Maryland. Woo, yeah. Maryland. Pretty dope over here. Humid as all get out, though. So hot. It's like 80% humidity during the summer. It's crazy and insane. Anywho. I have 2 dogs, 3 cats. A guinea pig. That was my ex's guinea pig, but we'll get into that in another episode. And around 6 hermit crabs, I think it is now. I had 12, but, you know, they're really hard to take care of. And Maryland is an ideal place to have them as pets because of the humidity and the heat. But, you know, unfortunately, they're not meant to be pets, but it's even worse for them in pet stores. So my mom and I just kind of grab them whenever we can and try to give them the best life that we can. It's really unfair that people keep them as pets, myself included. I mean, I shouldn't keep them as pet, but again, it is even worse in a pet store. Anyway, I digress. I am turning 20 tomorrow, actually. And yeah, that's dope as hell, I guess. My dad is currently in Maine having a semi-midlife crisis type of thing, buying motorcycle stuff with money we don't have. My mom is dropping off my sister at her boarding school, along with my nanny, grandma, mom person, who I will get into that later in a different episode. Maybe I'll title it My Life. My weird life. But again, it's complicated. Get into that later. I'm not celebrating my birthday with anyone. Yesterday I had some extended family throw a barbecue for my cousin who's back from the Navy, and you know, like, it was kind of a dual thing. It was also like a surprise, hey, have a birthday cake type of thing, so it was nice. That was nice. They're all busy tomorrow. You know, they all got full-time jobs and all that. Yeah, it's pretty chill. What else do you guys want to know about my life? I don't know. Again, I'm completely new at this. I love martial arts. That's the one constant thing I have had in my life. And by constant, it hasn't even been a constant. I just say that. I've been on and off with martial arts forever, but again, it's on and off forever, so it's the closest thing I have to a constant thing in my life, really. I have borderline personality disorder. Isn't that why you guys are here? Hopefully. I don't know. So there we go. There's my introduction to my life, I guess. This podcast is meant to share my experiences and hopefully help you guys. Again, not an expert at all. I just want to get my story out there and help people, really. And you know, it's really beneficial for me. It helps get off like things out of my head, which is what I really need, because I don't talk to anyone. I don't really know anyone. I don't really like to share this stuff to people I don't know that well. And yeah, this is the closest thing I have to it. So thank you for listening. I hope you'll continue to listen. Share this with your friends who may have BPD, family members, significant others, or maybe you're trying to learn about it because someone you care about has it as well. So, yeah, just stay tuned. BPD is horrible. It is known as the hardest mental illness to live with because there are so many varieties. But anyway, we'll get into that later. All right, see ya, dudes. It was nice ranting to you guys for a little bit. Yeah, all right. Peace out.